Blog Talk Radio.
IBHRE Blog Talk Radio, promoting excellence in heart rhythm management with your host, Tracy Lofty.
Welcome to IBHRE's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tracy Lofty, Executive Director of IBHRE. IBHRE is an international certification board that promotes quality patient care in cardiac pacing and electrophysiology. Since 1985, IBHRE has certified more than 9,000 individuals in more than 50 countries. Certifications are designed for physicians and allied professionals and include the Certified Cardiac Device Specialist, CCDS, the Certified Electrophysiology Specialist, CEPS, the Certified Electrophysiology Specialist, Adult Cardiology, CEPS-AC, and the Certified Electrophysiology Specialist, Pediatric Cardiology, CEPS-PC. Today's show is one of the many activities in honor of IBHRE Day. IBHRE Day offers a platform for IBHRE certified individuals to be recognized for their contributions in heart rhythm management. As such, today's episode focuses on the value of IBHRE certification and features three individuals who have earned the CCDS credential. Our guests are Dr. Aparna Jaswal, Principal Consultant Electrophysiologist with the Fortis Escorts Heart Institute in New Delhi, India. Lori Newmark, Device Clinic Manager with the Northern Nevada Medical Group Cardiology in Reno, Nevada. And J. Charles Reed, Training and Education Strategist with Medtronic Incorporated in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today's radio show is the first for IBHRE, so I first want to make sure that all three of our guests have connected. Is everyone on the call?
Yes.
Yes, I'm in.
Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome. The heart rhythm management profession has become more demanding, requiring a greater breadth of knowledge and skill set. What is your perspective on the changing landscape of the profession? Dr. Jaswal, could you comment to that?
Yeah, I think most importantly, all of us need to have an international platform wherein we all think alike and perform similarly, especially with a time when we have medical tourism at its best. There are patients traversing all over the universe, we have patients in India coming in from the Middle East. I wish to perform on them as per global standards. What this certification has done is it's enabled me to achieve that, and my patients walk in, feel confident because they reverberate that that's exactly what they were told when they went elsewhere. So I think that's extremely important with the changing landscape of the medical practices that we are doing today.
Okay, very good. This leads to the next question. Lori, if you could, describe your motivation for seeking IBHRE's credential, the CCDS, and what was your job at the time, and how did the credential affect your overall job or practice behavior?
I was employed by a large group of cardiologists consisting of 28 doctors and 5 EP specialists. The EP specialists at the time really encouraged me to credential so that it spoke loudly to the community that I was competent in my field. And the whole process of taking the exam required me to study and feel much more confident and competent in my job.
And how did your employer react with your desire to become credentialed, Lori?
They encouraged me by giving me an expenditure for study materials and for the actual exam. So they very much encouraged me to do this process.
And Jay, what was the reaction of your peers or employees you supervised when you achieved certification?
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, I've done that twice, so 2000 and 2010. The first time it was a lot of peers, folks that I had taken the test with. Nice celebration. Our employer, I work for industry, so our employer rewarded us with some recognition throughout the company, as well as opening potentials for promotion. The second time around, more in a leadership role within industry, and it was recognizing my role then to recognize those who had completed, including myself, but to recognize those who had completed the exam. And it's a great big celebration day. You should celebrate the day that you find out that you passed. It's a milestone achievement in your career.
Very good, very good, good. Each of you has been very involved in IBHRE activities, serving as an IBHRE certification ambassador. What motivates you to continue to be so involved in promoting IBHRE certifications? Jay, could you speak to that?
Sure. Dr. Jaswal laid it out perfectly. IBHRE is the gold standard for heart rhythm management professionals, and part of that is telling the story, whether it's my personal story, whether it's the story of the exam, whether it's the story of the history of the exam, or whether it's the story of how important it is to each individual applicant, and then, of course, those that certify and recertify, how important that is.
Okay, and IBHRE is developing an online review course, and you mentioned resources. What advice or resources do you recommend for individuals preparing to sit for the CCDS certification exam? Lori, could you speak to that?
Yes, I can. My advice to individuals that are preparing for the exam would be to go to the IBHRE reading list, and especially read the David Hayes book or the Ellen Bogan book. Also, the IBHRE online tests that you can take are very helpful in preparing you to take a computer-based test. And also in the community, if there are other individuals sitting for the exam, to maybe prepare a study group where you get together and study and go over questions and concepts that you may not understand. And also, IBHRE is developing, an online course that should be helpful, too. And also the ambassador program. There are several ambassadors at IBHRE that are willing to be mentors to people that are sitting for the exam. And I think the mentors should be used in this process also.
Okay. CCDS is included in the listing of certifications for the American Nurses Credentialing Center's Magnet Recognition Program. What can certified individuals do to further elevate the value or draw recognition to CCDS and other IBHRE credentials? Dr. Jaswal, could you speak to that?
You know, coming from India, it really doesn't be utilized for us because we don't have the typical nursing program, which you did mention. However, I would still like to add what IBHRE did to me and to my colleagues. I think IBHRE graduated me to a better professional, and the greatest motivation, the question that you did ask, Jay and Laurie, was that the greatest motivation that came and has been pushing me further is that my junior colleagues at work, when they see me with the device care that I'm able to handle and deliver, I have been able to push my younger colleagues at work. And at my own center, where I come from, Fortis Escorts, we have younger doctors who have graduated post me. And I think that is so rewarding as a professional to have the CCDS. And further, we have professionals who've also done the CEPS. And it's extremely rewarding. And the entire care has changed. And I must let you know that in India, we also have the people taking the allied professional exam. And it's so encouraging when the tech support, who's CCDS from the allied professional, comes and does the device interrogations. Because I'm sure the device interrogations that I receive from him or her, I feel so much more confident when I have it from any other person. So I think the greatest motivation of this is to motivate the younger people and graduate to the CCDS, the CEPS, and change the landscape of therapy that we are able to offer to our patients.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Very good suggestions, very good feedback. And Jay, could you also comment on how those who are certified could assist or further elevate the value of IBE3 certification?
Right. And most of it is communication. So whether it's communicating to your manager, your desires, you know, your personal career development, whether it's elevating a whole clinic or a whole, you know, the EP lab staff to a higher level. Within our industry, we decided as a large group that a certain group of our trained individuals in the field had to have this exam. So once that's brought to whichever set of managers, there's added value to having somebody who is certified. And, you know, whether it's, you know, whether it's in the hospital and under the nursing program, or whether it's in the clinic or the hospital operating areas, it makes a difference. And making a difference, like Dr. Jaswal was talking about, it's part of who you are, becomes who you are.
And on that note, Jay, IBHRE actually requires a maintenance of certification, or MOC, the fifth year of having achieved certification, which is based upon meeting continuing education requirements. Do you see any obstacles in meeting these requirements?
Tracy, I really don't. What IBHRE asks for in this maintenance of certification is over a five-year course of time to provide proof of 45 contact hours or other activities that make that equivalency, which is about 9 hours of a year after you're first certified. That is small in comparison to many nursing and other certification bodies that require continuing education throughout the year and years for licensure requirements. There are many organizations that offer CEU or other activities that would meet these requirements that are either free or things that you're probably going to do anyway. Say, for example, attend HRS. Just make sure you claim the credits for the CEU courses that you attended while you're there.
Okay, and IBHRE further promotes continuing competency by requiring recertification. And recertification involves retesting once every 10 years. Lori, do you plan to recertify, and do you see any obstacles with having to retest?
I plan to recertify, and I don't see any obstacles in the way of the recertification process. I think it increases your level of competency again, because you have to know the latest studies and the latest programmable features that are in the cardiac devices. So all in all, it just improves, again, the quality of care that you will give your patients.
Very good. And finally, how has the IBHRE certification process enabled you to improve the quality of patient care? Dr. Jaswal, could you speak to that? And then, Lori, if you could follow.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, I'm so glad you asked this question to me. I think, importantly, I saw a complete change in my delivery of care that I was giving to my patients for heart rhythm disorders. It improved my competence, improved my confidence in my delivery. It brought me, importantly, as I said earlier, to an international platform wherein, you know, coming from India, it was so nice because my credentialing did the talking and not me, especially considering when you clear the IBHRE, the CCDS, you wear the badge. I think it's a big sense of achievement that you're able to deliver the kind of care that the patient would receive anywhere in the world. And I've always flaunted my badge at work. I've often been asked, and my younger people want it further for themselves. So I think it's wonderful, and I'd also like to add, as for the recertification, I'm due for 2017, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it because it will ensure that I read once again, sharpen my skills further, as a result, deliver better. So that's what I would like to say.
Very good. And Lori, how has this certification also enabled you to improve the quality of patient care?
I agree a lot with what Dr. Jaswal says. I think taking the exam and passing the exam gives you the confidence and competency to care for your patients. And even the physicians I work for, knowing that I am credentialed, they have respect for my treatment of the patients that I see.
Okay, and before we close, is there anything else either one of you would like to comment about?
Can I go ahead?
Yes. Dr. Jaswal, yes.
On IBHRE Day, the 11th of February, I wish to thank IBHRE for giving me the platform which it has given me to have been able to achieve what I have, and I would like to thank it sincerely.
And thank you, and thank you all, to all of the speakers and to our listeners. Thank you for joining us for the first IBHRE radio show. I encourage you to participate in IBHRE's Facebook event, Ask the Experts Chat, which is scheduled from 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. Eastern on IBHRE Day, February 11th. You will have an opportunity to post questions regarding IBHRE certification and to get answers to those questions from key IBHRE leaders. To participate, friend us at facebook.com/IBHRE. And again, thank you very much. This concludes this episode.
This concludes this episode of IBHRE Blog Talk Radio. For more information on IBHRE and our certification process, please visit our website at ibhre.org. Thank you for listening.